What a dumbass. Hey, you didn't give us any straws. Butthole. You don't drink beer with a straw, dillweed. Shut up, bunghole. I know how to drink beer. Okay, then shut up and drink, dumbass. Wussy. I'll show you how a man drinks beer. That's good beer. Yes, sir. Check it out. We're wasted. Yes, I'm starting to feel it. You know, Beavis, it doesn't get any better than this.
I want to win the games until he dies playing.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to win the games until he dies playing.
I can't play these video games.
Games and more entertainment radio.
And we're back!
We're back!
You know, that's never going to get old for me, I swear to God.
That's like, you keep hearing that Rick James thing. That is so overused, and I'm so sick and tired of hearing it, you know, from the Chappelle Show.
Right.
I'm Rick James, bitch, and you hear every single person saying it. I don't hear anybody using the Jimmy from Saturday Night Live, the radio guy. I don't know why. It makes me smile every time I just think about it. I was walking around at work last night, all by myself, in the lobby. And we're back! Such a retard, I know. Alright, we are back. And what we have this week is, well, me, C4.
And Kobar.
In episode 48 of Games and More Entertainment Radio. And let's see, let's start out with, you know, let's clear up some stuff from last week. We were talking about TV and the hats. Now the hats, I don't even remember if we mentioned this. We looked for it and couldn't find the spot in last week's show where we talked about the hats. But apparently it wasn't very clear. What it was like the first hat, like if I was to do this, well first of all, we've got like five people already that would actually go for these hats. But the thing of it was that I wasn't going to just go out and order, you know, 250 or however much it was,
yeah, right,
worth of hats. Because you get like 20 for 250 bucks or something, damn it, I can't remember however much it was. See, I don't know. Modem looked it up. You know, he was the one who was looking at most of this. It was under 300, but over 250. And we can't remember how many hats it was. But the point was, the first one was 50. Like, that's what I was going to do, was do one just to see, you know, the quality. If it sucks ass, there's no sense in making a bunch of them if they suck. That's what it was. The hats themselves got to be like 20 bucks after that.
Probably.
Not 50. And for TV that I wanted, it occurred to me afterwards that we didn't talk about, I mean, obviously there's a lot of shows that a lot of people like, and some of the ones that we mentioned a lot of people don't like, and then there's a bunch of shows that people do like that we didn't mention, and there was some that actually that we just somehow skipped over. I hadn't seen the end of Line of Fire at the time, but I watched it the other day. Oh my God.
Awesome.
It was amazing. And what sucks though is because, you know, they only let it run one season.
Right.
That was it. They shut it down. After one season, it was on ABC. I think at the time we said something, probably it was on Fox or something, because we were kind of bashing Fox. But it was on ABC, I believe. And I tell you what, that show blows my mind. And the final show was so good. And it kind of sucked because you knew that, like, what they took, they had a bunch of great ideas and had to shove them all into, like, the last one kind of.
Right.
Because, you know, they wanted to use some of what they thought, you know, or the top picks probably of their ideas. But it made for a hell of an episode. I'll tell you that.
They blew their wad on it.
Yeah, they had to if they weren't going to make any more. So I was happy it went out like the way it did, though. I mean, it was a kick-ass season finale, or series finale even. It was damn good. And one show that I've just been absolutely hooked on is Bullshit. Penn and Teller's Bullshit.
Oh, right, right.
Oh, my God. This show is amazing. If you haven't seen this show, this is Penn and Teller, the magician guys that do, you know, all their magic stuff. You know, they at various shows, I imagine. They're huge in Las Vegas, you know. Mm-hmm. They have a show on Showtime, I guess. and they basically pick a topic for the week, like whether it's recycling. They're picking on picking on is not the right word. They're exposing the truth.
The one that I saw was fortune tellers.
Fortune tellers, right? All that new age crap.
Right.
PETA. People for the, you know, the animal people, right, whatever the hell they are.
There's certainly a lot to pick on, but them.
They tore. And I could not believe the stuff they dug up on that. Blew my mind. I mean, like, just, the show's great because it's like that investigative journalism kind of stuff, but it's done in a way that, like, you don't feel like you're watching, like,
it's cool.
It's actually cool. I really enjoy watching it. You know, and they lay down facts about stuff. They did one on bottled water. Which blows your mind. If you buy
the whole show?
The whole show was about bottled water.
Huh.
And they had set up like a restaurant or something where it was like some place that you go if you're like really deep into water, and they had like a wine list of water that sounded all great and stuff. And they made it up. It wasn't real bottled water. It was made with a damn hose. And people were tasting the water going, oh yeah, this is definitely a top end water here. I can taste the purity. But all of them were from the hose out back. Yeah, they even had one with a French name that meant tap water. It was great. People were like, oh, this sounds awesome. $8 a bottle? And people are just, oh yeah, you can taste the minerals. Oh, this is a heavy water here. You can, I mean, it was just bullshit, and they're full of shit. Cause they don't know. It's bullshit is the point of the show. And the show's great. They did one on...
Is that legal? Can they do that?
That's what makes it so interesting. In the very first episode, which I finally got to see, they explain why it's legal for them to do it. Because they're not... You know, like, okay, they're charging these people for the water on it, but they're giving it back. I mean, it's not like they're really setting up a fake thing in, like, a sting. They tell them.
Oh, they did this fake. Yeah. I thought they went into a restaurant actually doing
this. Oh, no. No, but it's the same thing. We pay for it, you know, if you go down to 7-Eleven and buy a bottle of water for like $1, you're getting robbed. Dude, that stuff comes, it doesn't come out of friggin' the highest peak in China on a full moon. You know, it comes out of a tank in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, and they show these places. They were showing the labels of the water too. It says, you know, come from the municipal water supply in Dallas, Texas. It says right on the bottle and nobody reads it, but it's called friggin' Avion or whatever. Yeah. And everybody's like, it's got a picture of the Alps on it. It's gotta be pure. It's not. It was amazing. And people were picking New York tap water over bottled water for taste. They put it like the Pepsi challenge, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the point of the thing is, it's bullshit. If this was true, people would always pick the tap water. The bottled water.
Right.
They were picking the tap water for taste and clarity and all this shit. It's mind-blowing just to see this stuff that we just take for granted, you know, because they tell us.
Right.
Oh, shit, this is $1 bottle. It's got to be good. It's got a picture of, you know, Alaska on it. No, it's made, you know, some guy in Carson City with a hose, you know. It's ridiculous. But they've got some really cool ones, though. They've got one on drugs, which is a neat one. They have one on, like, they do a lot of stuff on medical marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about, God, there were so many that I've seen now. There's only 2 seasons out, as far as I'm aware. Like 8 episodes in the second season at this point, and like probably 12 or something for the first season. But man, do they just lay it down. They just, you know, here it is. This is what we all come to accept. But here's the part that you don't know. Here's what they didn't say. Here's what you didn't read. And it's really cool. I don't know. I'm just hooked on this show.
Yeah, it certainly sounds interesting. I've only seen the one episode, but I liked what I saw.
Yeah, we'll have to hook you up because it is so worth watching. It's just a great damn show. It's called Bullshit, Penn & Teller's Bullshit, and it's on Showtime. Oh, the whole thing of it was, too, that I was going to get into, but we were talking about something different. They can't call people like liars. Mm-hmm. They can't say that because that's like a real word. But they can say that they're bullshitters and they're full of shit because that's like slang, and it like won't hold up in court.
Oh.
They could take them in for slander if they said they were liars.
Right.
But, you know, you're a bullshitter. How's that going to hold up in court? You know, that sounds like you're tattling on the kid and he called me a bullshitter, you know. What the hell would the judge say to that? I don't know. I'll tell you, this is a fantastic show, though. And another big one that I can't believe I didn't even mention this. I don't watch it myself, but I have seen the first 2 seasons, and I believe the 5th season ended like yesterday, The Sopranos.
Oh.
Huge show, and we just like totally glossed over and forgot about it.
I don't have HBO, but when I did, I was pretty hooked. It's a good show.
It really is. I saw the first 2 seasons and was just blown away. And then, but they were on DVD.
Right.
I got them from my sister. Watched her because she loves them. And then I just haven't seen them, you know, since then. But you know, from what I understand, it's still just a fantastic show. And this season, I hear, is just mind-blowing. So, you know, I mean, if you're into TV, that's some stuff to check out. You know, if you're into just sitting there watching, I don't know, the boob tube all day, at least watch something that's somewhat decent. You know, don't just sit around and watch Will and Grace and Friends all day. Granted, I do watch a little bit of TV that probably belongs on Lifetime. I knew I was going to get tore up for that, too. The True Calling, people, they've never seen it, so they just assume, oh, it's some chick running around. And what was the other one, though? Oh, Joan of Arcadia. I get endless shit for that.
I knew you were going to get
Lifetime TV for women, and there's C4. I gotta watch it! No, I'm telling you, it's not that bad. You know what? With the season finales and all that, they've got some new TV out there. They've got, like, pilots for new stuff, and I'll tell you what, this new crop of stuff sucks. I make it a point to try to watch the pilots, at least, just to see what's coming out. I don't know why, I just like to be informed. So I'd never seen an episode of Family Guy until just a few months ago.
Oh!
I know, and people were blown away. I've never seen new...
Awesome show. Awesome.
Yeah, I like it. Turns out, hey, this is a pretty, you know, it's funny as hell.
Stewie's the man.
You know, yeah. it's just good stuff. And I forgot what I was going to say. There's another one that, News Radio. I've never seen that show before.
Really?
Yeah, and then out of nowhere, like a couple of months ago, like maybe 4 months ago, I thought, I just saw it, and I was like, oh, I'll have to check this out. And it turned out to be a pretty good show. People were making fun of me, but I didn't know anything about TV. Because I'm there in a public place, you know, at work, and somebody makes a joke that, you know, if you're, like, part of society, they expect you to know. Because it was on TV last night.
Right.
And it's like, I have no clue what's going on. They don't get any jokes that happen to me in a video game, and they don't understand. So, I don't even open my mouth. But, you know, I'm in society with a bunch of regular people that like to sit around and watch TV all day and have their TV dinner and, you know, eat on the couch and watch, you know, the boob tube all night. And this is what they do. And, you know, I can't relate to these people at all. And I don't really care to, but at least I'd like to know what they're talking about. And I'm always good. I love humor. Jokes are great, you know. Funny shit, I'm down with. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
That just keeps me rolling. So, I had to watch News Radio. Turned out to be a pretty good show. Turns out they canceled it a long time ago.
Long time ago.
Yeah, I had no idea, though. I mean, I'm so out of touch with this TV crap, but I just wanted to touch on that just to kind of wrap it up a little bit from the last episode where we talked about TV so much. And there was just some other things. I'm sure there's other stuff out there, but this is what came to mind over the last couple of days that we kind of skipped out on just to finish up the TV stuff. Because I don't plan on talking about TV a whole lot because most of it is crap.
Most of it.
You know, so I don't know. I know a lot of people out there watch TV, so it gives us something to cover too. Something different, you know.
Like all the reality TV stuff.
Dude, what is with that crap?
I have no idea.
It's horrible. They even have a reality casino show now. It's called American Casino. It's on the Discovery Channel.
Oh, they have it. Fox is coming out with another one called The Casino.
Oh, my God. Is it a reality show? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, my
Made
God.
Made from the people that brought you Survivor and The Apprentice.
Jesus Christ. Now, have you seen Las Vegas?
The show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good show.
That's not reality TV, though.
No, it's not. No. But, like, that is what a casino show should be about.
Yeah.
All... like, hyped up, and what's the word I'm thinking of? It starts with an S. It's just, like, too much. Like, it's just blown out of proportion.
Right.
And it makes for a damn good show.
The city's blown out of proportion.
it was, I don't know. I kind of like watching that one, too. But most, keep in mind, I don't, like, sit down and, like, you know, I'm not, like, all into the whole TV thing, you know, turn the lights out, camp out on the couch. I'm playing a video game when I got TV playing, you know. It's not even TV that I'm watching it on. That's the worst part. No commercials either. That's the best part. What the hell is I going to talk about? Oh, that American Casino. I tried to watch an episode of this. It is reality casino TV. I watched about like 50 to 75 seconds of this.
What was it exactly? I can't understand what exactly they were.
I could barely get to the intro. I mean, it was so bad. It was like
watching people gamble. I mean, I do that for a living.
It was talking to the employees. You know, like, oh, yeah, they talked to the pit boss. Oh, yeah, you know, we had a guy come in today that, you know, cleaned us out. Great. You know, whoop-dee-doo. And then they were showing, like, the kitchen. And they were showing how, like, somebody had actually stumbled and dropped a whole tray of cookies or something. And that was, like, a big dramatic thing. And I was like, I can't handle this. Then they went into how they were making candy or something, some of fudge or something. I was like, no, that's it.
Okay.
I turned it off. I couldn't handle it. There was some more crap.
I imagine Fox's show will be a little different than that. But.
I sure hope so. A little more sensationalistic. That's what I was looking for earlier. Yeah. One more that I have like now a passing interest in. Never heard of it before. It was called, it sounds like porn, Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, what is that? I've seen commercials for this that I don't...
Turns out, it's actually pretty cool. Modem and I were talking about it, in fact, just the next day. It's like, I didn't know what to expect, but since it was, you know, a pilot, I thought, yeah, I'll check it out. You know, because I gotta have stuff playing in the background while I'm doing other stuff. It's weird, I can't
explain. So you've already seen the pilot?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's, Modem saw it too. We were talking about it a couple of days ago, and we both liked it. We both thought it was at least remotely interesting. You know, like, it's not the kind of thing that I'm gonna make a point to watch, but I'm definitely gonna try to keep an eye out for it. Just because, at least, let me tell you about it. Well, it starts out, and it's like some lady talking, like narrating the story, and it shows her house, which is all clean and perfect. She lives white picket fence. The whole neighborhood is like that. Everything's perfect. This is suburbia, right? But this lady's talking over. She says, "This is my normal day. This is my perfect house, my perfect life. I came back from my perfect job, blah, 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 blah. But today was such a special day because it was out of the ordinary." And as she's talking, she's walking through her house, you know, and whatever, and she has to get dinner ready because her husband's coming home and the kids and blah, 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 blah. She goes into her bedroom and she's like, "But today was no ordinary day," and she reaches up for this box because something happened to me today that's never happened to me before. And she pulls a gun out of the box and blows her brains out. This is in the first, like, 2 minutes of the movie, of the show. I was like, well, suddenly this doesn't suck ass. This is pretty interesting. Right away I was like, wow, all right, I'll sit down and watch this full thing.
So this is not reality TV.
No. No, this is...
That's how I was getting the impression I was seeing commercials.
Oh, okay. No, this is just some other show that they just, you know, putting out there. But what it really comes down to is that it's a bunch of housewives that, like, get together, you know, like on the whole block, there's probably like six or seven of them, and they get together and they like to hang out. And it's, and from what I mean, I couldn't tell you what the whole show's about, 'cause I've only seen one episode so far, but right. It was just interesting that, like, it was interesting to me because this is the kind of thing I think of as absurd. Because this is what people live like.
I know. They actually, like, strive for it.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Like the goal.
Exactly. And this is like a sickness thing. And this is why I liked it, because it was just everything that I abhor on a TV show. So this was the epitome of bad TV here. But the killing yourself thing really made it interesting to me right away. But then it got more interesting as it went on. You know, you find out that, like, one of the chicks, like, they got a divorce. One of the chicks is stuck with the kid. Then this new guy moves into town. He's a single guy. Then there's, like, the town slut. She lives on that street, too. And then there's this really hot chick. I mean, she's just smoking, right? And her husband is this really rich guy. And he's all about the money and showing off, right? But this chick's sleeping with the gardener. Right? It's awesome, because he's like a kid. He's like 18, probably, just barely. You know, he like mows the lawn, but he ain't mowing that grass. It's crazy. But this chick is pretty damn hot, too. Then there's one where the family is like the perfect family. The wife has the dinner at, you know, 6 o'clock on the dot, and it's cuisine. It's not just food. It's not like macaroni. It's cuisine every single night. She bakes the brownies for everybody in the neighborhood. Everything is just so all the time. Perfect. And the husband can't stand it. He cracks. In the first episode, he's like, "I can't take this anymore. I cannot handle this life like this." And which is why I see the show to be kind of interesting, just to see the breakdown of the system, you know. So that was something that looked promising anyway. Yeah. Down with the system. Definitely. So I don't know. It looked pretty interesting. Take it for what it's worth. If you have a lot of time to blow.
Check that out, man.
Yeah, I think it might be worth it. I don't know. I just like to blow time at work. Yeah. And I'm so tired, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, it's like all I can do is kind of watch videos anyway. I'm too tired to read and concentrate. So anyway, this is a show about games, and somehow we've already strayed for 17 minutes about TV. So let's move on. Now, today, the NES Classics, the Nintendo Entertainment System Classics for the Game Boy Advance were released. Now, according to Nintendo's website, they were supposed to hit store shelves yesterday. But I'll be damned if they hit store shelves even today.
Yeah, most places don't have them.
They didn't even, yeah. Best Buy, CompUSA, Shopko, we went all the usual haunts around here. There's like a few places you just go looking for games.
Right.
Electronics Boutique didn't have them.
Not the one we went to.
But they're
corporate, so I would think they'd all be the same.
Yeah, and, you know, they seem to be pretty strict about that, because I remember going there, and I'm pretty good friends with the chick there. Like, I see her there a lot, you know. She kind of knows who I am and usually hooks me up, but they cannot sell it if they're not supposed to. But I don't know. Maybe they didn't get their shipment. We do tend to get stuff later out here for some reason. Anyway. We did find it, though. Two places. And this was mind-blowing. We went, where did we go the first time?
Toys R Us.
Toys R Us. Looking, now we were looking, what were we looking for? Oh, Champions of NORAF, goddammit. Yeah. Okay, we'll get to that later. What happened now? They had them all. They had Ice Climber, Donkey Kong, Excitebike, you name all it,
like,
Zelda.
Like 50 deep in the rack. Just yeah. Like, tons.
Stacked.
And then we got to Zelda and it was empty.
Dead empty. Not a single The Legend of Zelda cart was there.
So they must have sold through like 50 of them just today.
And they couldn't have had them any earlier. They must have put them on a shelf this morning and it was only, what, like 4 o'clock when we got there? Well, actually, I think pretty late, but still.
No, it couldn't. I don't think it was even that late. I think
maybe 3:30. Yeah. Yeah, probably not. But, I mean, still. They sold out of Zelda and everything else was packed. Could not believe
it. Who wants to pay $20 for Donkey Kong?
Exactly.
What was Nintendo thinking with that one?
Yeah, I don't see that one at all. I don't see most of those.
Yeah.
Even Ice Climber is kind of fun, but not $20 again fun. Zelda is. I'd give my left arm for Zelda portable, I swear to God. You know? Anyway, they were sold out, so we went to the next place. Where did we go? Game Crazy.
Game Crazy.
Which they said, they told us they weren't going to have until the 9th, last week. But, turns out, they had them all on the shelf today, and they are only $20. So, because I think there, for a while there was some confusion, whether it was 20 or 30, they are $20. They also have the Game Boy in. The Nintendo-style
right.
Game Boy, the original. And the guy said it felt like the old Nintendo controller in a way. Because I guess the buttons are shaped different, they're probably like, in, it's concave. Yeah, look at that! Hooray for English class. Now. But you can't spell that.
No, I can't.
I have to give you a bad time every time. Anyway, yeah, they had Zelda there. They had all the other crap there too. And we did pick up Zelda. $20, brand new. But the cart isn't gold.
It's gray.
It's just like every other
There's
Game Boy.
There's not even gold. Any gold on it? Zelda's not even written.
It's
gold.
Black and red.
Yeah.
And gray. Where the hell I put it? Yeah. There's no. There's none at all. Not the logo, not the box, not the manual, nothing. It's all black and gray and red.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some white, I guess. No gold. I was really disappointed. Even the guy at the counter was disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he knew, because we asked him before I'd even, you know, opened it. And he was even disappointed, you know. That sucked. I was really let down, because this, if any game ever should be gold, it's Zelda. Most definitely. So that's something to consider if you were thinking about hoarding them, you know, for years on end because you think you've got gold carts, but you don't. They're gray. That was kind of a letdown. I really wanted to get my hands on the new Game Boy, though, just to check it out, just to see how cool it was. I like the design of the new one, of the old school one, the retro one.
Right.
That looks like the Nintendo game. I like that. I don't know why, but I really like it. I don't like Have you seen the Famicom one? Exactly. Yeah, it reminds me of the past.
Right.
You know, which was good. The past was good. I didn't like the Famicom one. Gold and red. I didn't like it. I didn't have one. I didn't care. I don't know.
That's...
A lot of people liked it better, but I didn't think so. I didn't like it.
You would if you were Japanese, if that's what reminded you of your childhood.
Probably. Probably. I didn't care much for it. I didn't care much for it. But, since we're talking about Nintendo, I found out something about you today that blew my mind.
Yeah.
I put Zelda in the Game Boy Player, just to check it out. You know, I didn't want to have two of us hunched over the Game Boy trying to play. So we had it in the Game Boy Player on the Cube, and I'm playing along, and I wanted to see if they had the first level, the first dungeon key bug intact. You know, when you go into the first level, that first door directly, like, north, like, ahead of you is locked with a key lock, and you can walk out of the, I keep wanting to say zone level.
The dungeon.
The dungeon, yeah, and you go back in, it's open. It's a bug since the original Zelda. It is intact in this version, okay? So they did hold true to Zelda. They didn't change anything from what I can figure, except for the title screen has 1986 to 2004, rather than just 1986. And then I get a couple rooms into it, and I'm killing dudes, and one of them drops the time stock clock thing. And what did you say to me?
I asked if you were invincible.
Invincible. He asked if I was invincible, and at first it didn't, like, register with me, and I just kind of gave him this weird look and said, no, it's the time stop thing. And then I was like, wait a minute, how did you not know? Guess who's never played Zelda?
Not the first one.
Not the first. That's the one that matters. God damn you.
I've never owned a Nintendo.
That doesn't matter.
I've never owned a regular NES.
That is no excuse.
That's why I've never played Final Fantasy I either.
Did you hear that? I don't ever want to hear how bad it is that I've never played fucking Chrono Trigger again until Kobar plays The Legend of Zelda and Final Fantasy I. Okay, direct your hate mail to him. You can send it. The email address is gamer@hwhq.com. I will pass it along. Unbelievable. That blew my mind. That was a sad moment.
I'm going to get a bag of hate mail now, aren't I?
From our two listeners? Yeah. I couldn't believe it. That blew my mind. That was a surprise. Another surprise. This was kind of sad. Interplay. They gave us some cool stuff. The recent stuff that comes to mind, Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance 1 and 2 for, PlayStation 2, and hell, I think they had them on all the consoles. And they did, what's that one? Fallout Brotherhood of Steel, I think. Whatever the one that's more action RPG-ish anyway.
Right.
Right? They did that one also. These are the recent stuff that most people would know them from. They are in serious financial trouble. So much so that 5 employees filed complaints, official complaints, with the state because they haven't been paid for months.
Whoa.
Yeah. They also haven't paid their rent since January.
That sounds good.
And they're on the verge of being evicted. Yeah. The doors to the office have been locked for over a week.
They're not even a development house anymore. Now they're just the money.
I don't know. No, they were just working because they worked on Dark Alliance and Fallout, and they were working on new ones too.
I thought they were just a game.
They don't have any money.
Activision.
They don't have any money anymore.
Well, yeah.
Maybe they pissed it all away.
I could have swore they were just a money company, for instance, Activision doesn't make any games. They just put their name on it and market it and stuff.
Well, interestingly enough, I'm staring right at, Snowblind Studios, and I know they did the engine for that. I'm pretty sure the engine came from, I might have that backwards, and I'm gonna get a bundle of hate mail for that too. Snowblind did, I was under the impression that it was their engine that they made.
Right, but Black Isle is the one that actually made the game.
I don't think so. Because, wait a minute, Interplay holds the license to D&D though.
Right.
So that's how they're like the major integral part of that at least. I'm not quite sure if they sit there and did that at their place. I guess not.
No, see, Interplay. What
the fuck is this? There's like 20 people that have to make a damn game. You see how many logos are on this thing? Jesus Christ.
Well, the Interplay, I'm pretty sure, is just like Activision, but they don't, or now.
It must be. They must just publish the damn thing, huh?
Yeah, they just publish it and do all the marketing.
But they're broke. Yeah, because this one is, even the site's black out. It is. Alright. But still, they're fucked. They're screwed.
Right.
Well, they're not making any money. They're apparently deep in the hole. And they can't put anything out if they don't have anybody working for them.
Yeah.
So now, the interesting thing is, dedicated employees are still going to work. And the company is not done. The company's not, closed. But they are not allowed to, continue normal operational business because they haven't been paying people, and that's not legal, I guess.
Right.
The state had to step in and say, fucking close these doors, But I guess some employees are just diehard fans. Now, I have to admit that if I was one of those employees, I would be one of the guys that went to work. Simply because, if that was my job, I'd probably love it. I wouldn't want to give up my job for anything, and I would want to make sure that, I could, do whatever I could to help the company.
Yeah, because then you'd have to, what if you couldn't find another one?
Exactly. I mean, with the economy the way it is, people aren't, exactly out just jumping around jobs because they get paid more, left and right. Every weekend, some other company offered them more money like it was.
And especially a game company.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It doesn't sound too good. It sounds like it's really, really bad news for them. I'm pretty sad about that.
It's really bad news for all the industry, too, because if they see, Interplay used to be huge. Back when we were younger, Interplay was a major name.
Oh, yeah.
And if a company like that goes down because the economy is not working right for video games, that means that other publishing houses and whatnot are not going to take as many risks.
Yeah.
There's going to be even less variety and less cool stuff coming out because they're just going to go even more by the formula.
Yep. We need more surefire hits. Here comes Halo 2, 3, 4, 5. We know it's going to sell. Screw trying something new with it.
So as bad as it is for Interplay, it's even worse for the industry as a whole.
Yeah. That was some sad shit when I saw that. I could not believe it. 5 people filed complaints. Almost evicted from their place and the doors are locked up. That's sad. That's really sad. You know what's going to happen, too? Because they do have all these licenses and this cool stuff, I could totally see somebody like, oh gee, I don't know, let's say Microsoft, step in and absorb them. And their licenses for however long they've got them left with it, you know? I could totally see that happen. And then what's going to happen is Sony's going to start snatching people up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have, I don't know what Nintendo's going to do. Nintendo's going to be just like, they're going to release a new console like every
year.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're only going to have their guys or something because nobody will be able to produce for them because everybody's going to be owned by, you know, Nintendo, Microsoft and Sony.
And more importantly, Microsoft, because Microsoft is like the pirates of the...
But I don't see them as that bad. I see them as taking down the bad guys. Microsoft itself is such a bad company. They do so much wrong and so much bad. But as far as their console division goes, I don't know why, but I really, really think that they're onto something good. And then I look at them as like Robin Hood of the industry now because Sony's so evil. That's just how I see it.
Well, yeah, but they do stuff like absorbing Bungie. Poor Bungie.
How shitty would Halo have been on the PS2?
It wouldn't have been on the PS2. It was a computer-only game.
And how shitty was it on the computer?
Only because it came out like 4 years after it was supposed to.
I don't know. It's still in bad shape, though. It didn't run very well. It looked like ass.
That's because like halfway through the development, Microsoft came in and snatched it up, and then
Then they ended up changing it to the Xbox, so they still had all that work originally. They had a done, finished version of the game, and no date. They could have taken as long as they wanted to work on it. They did. They took a long time. They sold millions of these to the Xbox. They had all the time in the world and all the money in the world to put into, literally all the money in the world, to put into making the game, and it still sucked on the PC. I mean, it was just bad. You know? I tell you the truth, they probably did the right thing for Halo. They probably saved that damn game. It sure looked good originally, but it looked decent when we got on the PC, but it didn't look like it did on the Xbox. It didn't play, more importantly, like it did on the Xbox. So I don't know, all the people in the PC crowd, the Mac crowd that wanted it, I don't think it was going to be that great.
But in a whole, Bungie was coming out with some cool stuff, like Messiah. Did you ever play that game?
No.
It was a lot of fun, I thought. It was kind of weird, but yeah. It was different. It was strange. It was out of the ordinary.
What is it?
You were this little cherub, and you like possessed people and had to go around... let's say you had to get...
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about. I remember that game now. I just forgot the name.
And it was just because it was different. It wasn't one of those guaranteed titles.
I remember that going, what the hell is this? And it actually looked pretty cool. I never got to play it, though.
And I like games like that that the companies take a little risk.
Yeah.
Let's do something different.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice.
And Bungie was doing that.
But they were working on Halo last. So they were going right back to the formula. I don't know. I'm sure they would have come up with something different then. But, you know, who knows? They might work on something new for the Xbox. It's just mind-blowing.
Every company has to throw out a guarantee. But
every so often. They got to keep the money flowing, right? Look at Rockstar, Grand Theft Auto 27, coming to a console near you. I mean, it's just horrible. You want to talk about that, or should we wait a little bit? Because I still got quite a bit for us, and we'll slip. All right. Because that one actually comes up in here somewhere, if I remember correctly. What else was interesting this week? Terminator 3, The Redemption, for the PlayStation 2. This is the kind of crap.
I heard the other Terminator 3 was just...
Even worse?
Hell.
That's a pretty hard sell, because this one's pretty bad. I played a bunch of PS2 games this week, and I could not believe how poor most of them were. There was a few diamonds in the rough, though. Terminator 3, The Redemption was not one of them. The voice was terrible. Sure, they got Arnold, you know.
But the Governator? Like
but he said like the same 5 things over and over.
Let me guess, was one of them, I'll be back?
I'll be back. It was horrible. Another complaint of mine, and I'm starting to get crap for this now because I must just be plain retarded. The controls are backwards on the camera, and you cannot change them. Now, I don't know why this is such an issue for one, for me. It just doesn't make any sense to me. To have it, when you're controlling, the camera itself operates backwards. My brain will not let me operate it correctly. You know, it's I'm wired up to do it the other way, correctly. Because I'm controlling the camera, not my eyes. And two, why is it so hard for the developers to add an option to change that? They do up and down, but not left and right.
Yeah.
What the hell is that all about? Okay, some of us are let's see, we're not crazy. It's the rest of y'all.
You have to wonder, though, that so many games are doing it this way. Why?
It must just not be, like, a big issue, but it is. Because games with poor controls or confusing controls or unsettable controls are flat unplayable. Mm-hmm. To somebody like me, if I cannot... If the game doesn't become like a natural extension of my arms within the first like 2 hours, I can't handle it. If I'm constant, like, the perfect example is the Wind Waker. You know, in recent memory, that was the last one I played start to finish with crappy controls. And I could not convince myself that I could not train my body to just become one with the controller like I can with most games. Mm. I couldn't do it because the controls were just that poor on the camera on that one, at least. There's plenty of games with poor controls for everything else. I'm just talking about the camera's a major issue. I mean, there is nothing special in this Terminator 3 game, though. The graphics were not even alright. There was even a little bit of slowdown. There wasn't much to it. The coolest thing I did was get into this truck and just drive around for a while. I mean, you're running around shooting stuff, and the controls on that were actually pretty easy. Like, you could actually steer the Jeep just with the truck just fine and still shoot the crap out of stuff. It was pretty neat the first time you, like, blow away an enemy right in front of you, and then he comes crawling at you, you know, because you blew his upper half off, and they're robots, you know, and they're crawling after you. It was kind of neat to see him, like, step on him and stuff, you know, but you do it every single robot.
Yeah.
You know, and then... You know, it was really cool when I was on that Jeep thing, whatever the hell it was. And I'm behind like some kind of a minigun thing, you know, and I'm just mowing stuff down as I'm flying around hella fast. Is I would crash into these robot droid dudes, and they would hold on to the side of the thing, and they'd come crawling at me, which was really cool, until I saw it happen to every single guy I crashed into, or every single, like, pile of guys I crashed through. Yeah. And it wasn't like I saw them jump on it either. Like, I don't know, it's possible that I just wasn't looking that close, I was trying to drive the thing, but it's not like you seen them, I didn't smash into one and watch them go flying by, and you didn't see them, like, reach out and grab it and hold onto it and try to climb his way at me. All of a sudden, they were just there, it seemed like. They were just clawing their way up the car at me, and I was like, this is kind of stupid, you know? And you hit the button, and you'd step on their hands and whatnot, and they'd go flying off. Kind of neat the first time. But the, you know, 450th time in that first level was a little much. Voiceovers really got to me. It was also really hard to target things in that. Because I would find myself targeted on something out in the distance, and some enemy would come up from behind me, say, and then get around it in front of me. But the only way that I could, like, change target easily enough or shoot him in the first place is get him in front of the target I was shooting way in the back. So I would have to, like, maneuver myself around so he was in between me and my target just to mow him down. That's... The target wouldn't switch easy.
Huh.
Yeah.
Did you have to, like, disengage and then re-engage?
I don't think there was, like it seems like it auto-targets. Like, I just have to move the cursor close enough to the enemy and it would lock on for just a little bit. But then if something got in my way, I was locked onto something off in the distance. You know, and because I was locked on, or at least shooting something and had a valid target, if something would get in my way, it would switch once in a while. I would get a guy right up close, and once in a while it would switch, but a lot of the time, I had to just run around and get my ass kicked until I had him between the enemy and the gun. So that was kind of weak, too. I don't know, and the worst part was the same voiceovers. Like, three or four things he said over and over and over. That was pretty weak. I tried to play Siphon Filter, whatever the hell the new one's called. Do you have any idea? The Omega Strain, right? I couldn't handle that game either. Talk about the worst controls on a game ever. This was like the Transformers controls with the like weird strafe thing, and it was just awkward to control, and I couldn't handle it. Not my kind of game anyway, so I don't want to say too much about it, because I'm sure a lot of people love it. It seems to be pretty popular.
They have been in the past. I don't know how this one's doing.
I didn't like the first one either, and I actually watched somebody play that one extensively, who was actually kind of good at it, and I still didn't like it, so I don't know, whatever, but I can't say much good about that game. So I just kind of wanted to skip over it, but I did have it written down. Now for the decent stuff. Drakengard. This is the one, I'm sure everybody's seen it, where you're flying on the dragon, then you can land and whoop some ass dudes.
Wolf keeps on pointing it out every time he sees it.
Yeah, okay. And somebody else, I think Modem was talking about it, and he said he was going to pick it up when it was like $20. You know, it's not a bad game. It's not that bad. The controls were not bad either. The controls were functional.
Acceptable.
Yeah. They didn't make a whole lot of sense, but when you're playing a demo, you don't have like a manual to keep glancing at, and you don't have like a whole lot of different situations to put yourself in. You just have like the first level.
Right.
You know, I found myself having issues with the camera occasionally. My biggest problem with it was that I couldn't rotate it fully. It almost seemed like it was on a point setting. Like if I would push the camera, like using the right thumbstick to the left or something, it would go over like a bit. Like a point. Like it would move like one click, say, right? If this is like, you know, but it wouldn't smoothly scroll in a circle. It just wouldn't do that. But then I could click it again and it would move a little bit more. It was really weird. It didn't make it easy to play at all. It didn't help us. And I think they do it though because when you're the dragon, so much crazy shit is going on that you need to have pretty precise camera just to follow what's going on. So I think they did it on purpose with the dragon, and it did seem easier to control the dragon than the guy. And it starts out really awesome. I mean, you're flying on this dragon, and you're taking down these huge, giant Cyclops things. Giant. I mean, they're big. Like, I swear to God, they would step down like a pile of dudes, and they'd probably crush like 4 human bodies, maybe more. I mean, these things were huge, probably like 6. These things are giant, and you're on a dragon now, up in the sky, flying around this thing, trying to shoot this giant Cyclops thing, and there's a bunch of shit in the sky, too, like a bunch of weird boxes, like, I'm not quite sure what they were, shooting crap at you, right?
Right.
And you would blow those out of the sky, you know, to basically clear the way to get to the dragon. You had a little radar. You had some neat moves. You had magic attack kind of things, basically. You would kill enough regular enemies with regular attacks, and your little bar would charge up, and you could use a special attack a lot. Total ripoff of Panzer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which I still think is a far superior game. Panzer Dragoon, shit, probably all of them, and Panzer Dragoon Orta, especially.
One of them is actually an RPG.
RPG, yeah. Saga, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Right, yeah. But I'm talking about the shooting ones anyway. Right. That's what those are supposed to be. This tried to be like it and throw in the ability to land on the ground. When you get on the ground, you get like... I don't know how to explain it. It's like... It reminds me of... what was that game with the ninja? Or the samurai? Onimusha, maybe? Where you're just mowing down guys left and right. They just keep coming at you. Just floods and hordes of guys. And you're just chopping them down.
Lots of games like that.
Like, yeah. That's kind of what it reminded me of. Nothing special at all. You do have... You know, like, the more guys you kill with regular slashes, you do eventually get some kind of magic attack. Like a special move. But... You could get right back on your dragon, it seemed like. So why in the hell would I want to get down there? And you get your ass kicked while you're on the ground, by the way. These guys chop you up pretty good. But when you're on your dragon, you don't take as much damage because you're not... I mean, you're flying by them and dropping a flaming fireball on them or whatever. And you've got some cool moves, though. On the level that I was on where it wasn't flying only, where you could actually land on the ground or fly, your dragon's special move was, like, different. He would get down, just hover above the ground, and dudes were surrounding him, and he would blow fire out of his mouth and spin around in a circle. It was cool as hell to see. But the game just overall wasn't that fun. That was my biggest problem with it. When I wanted to, you know what I felt like playing when I played that? Panzer Dragoon Orta. That's what I kept wanting to go back and play. There was just more action. There was just more stuff interesting going on. You had a bunch of different moves to your dragon, but it's almost the same as Panzer. Like, you know, the roll, the kind of, the thrust. You know, I mean, you have like, the same stuff with a bad camera and not as much action. I don't see the point in this game. Sure, you can get on the ground, but you get your ass kicked down there anyway. I mean, it's not as much fun anyway as being on the dragon. So, I don't know. I didn't think it was worth it. And I would seriously say this is, at best, if you really love stuff like that, a $25 game. I really was just not impressed. I don't know. It wasn't my thing. So I picked up Panzer. That game rules. Played that again for a little while, so I never beat it because I suck. I think I've gotten to the 3rd level, and I've had it since the day it came out. And I keep trying to... No, I'm not getting the 4th level now, but it's hard, that game, but it's awesome, though. Anyway. This one gets bad reviews everywhere, and tell you the truth, it's probably one of the better games that I've played. Out of all those, certainly the best. Psygirls, for the PlayStation 2. Now, at first, this game totally reeked of, like, this is just a TNA game here. This is just all about watching your hot chick run around and whoop some ass. You get to pick from two different characters. There's a the gun-toting, slick, Matrix-looking chick, right? She's got, like, black leather everything and shades and two guns and, you know, dives and rolls and all this crap. Then there's the ninja chick who's got, like, ninja stars and swords and shit, which is badass. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to play her. But playing the other chick, there was, like, I don't know why, but I had so much fun playing this game. The graphics aren't half bad. They're not the best, though, that you're going to find on a PlayStation 2. They were not horrible, but they weren't, they didn't interfere with the game. You know, it's not like I sat there and went, oh, this game blows, the graphics suck. They were just fine.
As long as the graphics aren't a hindrance to what you're doing, then it's no big deal.
It didn't get in my way at all. It was just fine. What got in my way was the terrible voice and the puzzles. Like, okay, let's talk about the bad first since I mentioned it. What this is like a basic run around through whatever and shoot shit. You know, you're just running around killing people and you've got to get to, like, the far side, or, like, let's say you're on the first floor of a building, you gotta get your dumb ass, like, floor 50 to get, like, say, a key to open a door on the first floor, though.
Yeah.
So all that backtracking sucks. That was, like, the horrible thing of the game. None of this made any sense. None of it was very straightforward, either. I had no idea what I was supposed to do most of the time. When you start playing, you have a little helper person. This Mexican dude or chick. I really couldn't tell. Its name was Sancho. And I couldn't tell if it was a guy or a girl. I really could not tell. And it would pop up on a little screen in the corner kind of thing, and it would tell you, okay, you can open a door so you press this button. So I'm getting the hang of the controls. Pretty soon I discovered the controls in this game are awesome. I mean, it was just, all of a sudden it was like, whoa, wait a minute. These make a whole lot of sense right away. You can change whatever you wanted. And the camera. Great. Yeah, it was just beautiful. So I thought, hey, this game shows a little promise. Let's stay focused on the bad, though. You've got horrible voice acting. And the worst AI I've ever seen. I would come up behind a creature, a dude, and I swear to God, I could stand out in the hallway and shoot him once. Pow! And the guy would just, like, keep walking around the hallway. As if, like, nothing had happened to him at all. I just popped this guy in the head, and he's still, like, walking away from me. Do-de-do-de-do.
That's good. So the AI only activates when you get close to him?
I guess. It seemed like if I would shoot enough, they would turn around also. You know, like, maybe if I was making noise or hurting them severely, but, I mean, you only need to shoot them a few times to kill them. Mm-hmm. So it's like, by the time they turn around, I would kill everything. I never died or got shot in that. Okay, I got shot once. I did. Like, I played this crap for, like, 2 or 3 hours. I was really into it until I realized it was just boring. If they took the engine and strapped a good puzzle around this game would be the bomb, I think. But it was just boring because you just walk from room to room looking for something. You really don't know what most of the time. And the enemies respawn after a while. So it's like I wandered back into a room I knew was clear, and there's another guard walking down the hallway. Same guy I killed before, making all the same motions and moves and whatnot. Still, I could blow him away before he even quite realized that I was shooting him. It was just weak. That's the only thing that made this game so... Well, okay, those two things really made it bad. The voice was horrible. I didn't look for an option to turn it off. But check this out. You have that little Sancho it thing that tells you stuff. Now, when you would walk up to a door that you could not open, it would say something like, I remember it. This door will not open. Try a different one. She would say the same damn thing, right? Mm-hmm. It looks like this door won't open. Try a different one and move on. Right? Now, imagine yourself walking down a hallway with about 10 doors on either side. And you don't walk down the middle of a hallway when you're playing a game like this, because you're going to get shot at. So you walk down the side of the hallway. As you pass each door, it looks like the door won't open. It looks like the door won't open. It looks like the door won't open. It looks like the door won't... I was pissed off. Every single time you come anywhere near a door... It looks like the door won't open. No, you just walk, and a little guy pops up on the screen and tells you.
That's good. See, a lot of times, it'll freeze you for a second while he says it.
I would have quit right there. But then I learned to walk in the middle of the hallway because nobody can shoot me anyway. I am virtually invincible, from what I can tell, because the AI was so bad. Now, on to the good stuff. You have some kind of, like, weird Matrix hack mode thing, where you could, like, break into computers and stuff, which was kind of a neat twist. Mm-hmm. It didn't look so hot, kind of Tron-y, you know, like old school, like right. Tron, you know, it wasn't so hot. But the game itself, the most part of it, it seemed like I was spending in the real world. I had plenty of ammo. Ammo was never an issue, so I could just blow the crap out of everything. It really felt, this is how I thought it would feel to be Neo. How's that? That's the best way I can describe it. Without the bullet time, thank God. Okay, that's another plus for this game. Your character was smooth. You were slick. If you were running down a hallway and saw an enemy, and you knew that you needed to hit the floor, there was like a button for like duck and whatnot, but you would dive. So I walked into this one room, and there was nothing to take cover behind. And there was two dudes in the far end of the room, but like an office table, like a meeting table, a huge table, you know, like you'd see like an office building. And the first time I found this was by accident. I come tearing into the room, these guys start shooting me, I hit this button to like crouch or whatever the hell I was supposed to do with it, and I dove. And as I dove, I'm shooting the dudes. It was just that smooth that I did it by accident the first time. And from there on out, I knew that I could like, you know, dive across the room, popping a cap in guys, auto-targeted, worked really well. I didn't have to dick around with trying to target him because I'm too busy trying to not get shot. It was just phenomenal how well these people controlled. Unlike playing Metal Gear Solid, where if you want to back up against the wall, or, yeah, any one of the Metal Gear Solid 2 or whatever it was, back up against the wall, hold down triangle, move the stick a little bit, hold down R2, shove the stick all the way left, lean over, hit R1, push the fire button, release it so you could, just a little bit so you guy would aim, push the button harder so he'd shoot, and release two of those six buttons so you would return to your position at the wall. Was just ridiculous. This, you hit one button, your guy gets up on the wall. And then you had stick control over what you wanted to do. Down would make your guy duck down. Nice and simple. My God, it was amazing. If you wanted to lean out, you had two ways to do it. One, you could just lean. God, imagine that. You could just push the stick over, and your guy would lean out and look around the corner. Or, you could shoot. You could just hit the fire button, and she would pop out, try to take aim real quick, and shoot. You're less accurate, but you're quick, and you're not messing with the controls. You're not crunching all over the keys, you know?
Right.
Because you have limited buttons to push. It was just the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. You could do the neatest thing. I don't know. I really, really was impressed with everything about the control and, like, the style of this game. The characters were even pretty cool. The only thing that there was so much bad around it that it's unforgivable.
Yeah, that was just going to be my question. Is the bad forgivable for the good?
Unfortunately, I can't. I cannot say that. I would say that I would buy this game if it was $10. Because it's not that much fun. It's just not. What it is, to me, was a good action shooter with such a bad AI, I might as well just be playing, like, you know, I don't know, some old shooter game. it was just terrible. There was no challenge, it felt like. I'm sure on the later levels it gets to be a lot of bullshit and guys can shoot you around the corner and whatnot, you know, without even looking. And I'm sure it does have some challenge, but it was so weak in the first couple, you know, first little bit that I was playing there that it was horrible. And from what I read, I mean, the game got pretty bad reviews all over the place, and from what I read, it stays a lot like that, where you just have these stupid goals that you don't even know what's going on most of the time. So unfortunately, it seems like a pretty poor game, but I could see me spending $10 on it just because it was so much fun to control the character. You know, and if I just needed a good rampage, you know, once in a while, that would be worth it.
That was the same thing with Prince of Persia for me, although that's a good game all the way around, but it's just so much fun to just control it.
Yeah. See? That's good. Why don't more games have good control on the characters? If you're playing this game, and you're stuck there for however many hours, make it good and smooth. Put your focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, you know, I need some kind of a rating system where we can rate graphics at like 50% of what everything else counts for. You think that would be like a fair rating system? You know what I'm saying? Like if we could assign points to everything,
mm-hmm.
The highest graphics could go would be 5. Like as far as the average scale. And all gameplay 10, control, you know, all that crap 10.
Yeah, I totally agree.
That's not a bad idea. Because graphics, frankly, aren't that important. There's terrible graphics.
Well, yeah.
There's great graphics, but they don't make the game, and the graphics always seem to influence the average score, given by magazines and websites and all that. That's kind of what I'm getting towards.
Poor graphics can break a game.
They do. But how often do you really run into a bad game, graphic-wise?
Not too often.
Not too often. Because that's what they're focusing on, it seems like, right? Yeah. Is the graphics. So you don't run into too much bad about that. I'm gonna move on from Side Girls, because unfortunately, as much as I enjoyed it, it's just not that worth it. But I did find The Gem. This game blew my friggin' mind. Now, we talked about it before, but I didn't have any hands-on with it. Champions of Norrath, that EverQuest game, holy shit. This blows away anything Interplay did with Baldur's Gate or Fallout. I'm sorry. This is the one to have. And it really hurts me to admit that. I not only can't stand EverQuest and the world and most of its players, but I love D&D. You know, I love it. That's it for me. That is fantasy stuff right there. It's so hard to try to play something like EQ where I'm like, what the hell is a Shadow Knight? You know, what the hell, why doesn't like, you know, it's so different from the world I'm used to.
Right.
It is so uncomfortable I almost don't want to play. You know, but I gave this game a shot, and I couldn't believe it. I had this quit plan to go to work. It was that much fun. I even at one point could swear that I got a rare drop. And how weird is that on a game that I'm playing by myself, and I'm sitting at home going, how come I've never seen that? And I've played this part through like 5 times before. And then I sold it to the merchant guy, and I wasn't paying attention. I wish I looked. I didn't look at the name of the damn thing. I was just selling shit to buy a better weapon, and I sold it. And whatever it was, it gave me a ton of money. Way more than anything I had before. The previous couple times I'd gone through that same level, you know?
Right.
I was like, wow. Whatever it was, it must have been a weapon, though, because it was on the weapon screen, I think. Really cool. And it plays just like you would expect it to play. Dark Alliance and Dark Alliance 2, a lot like Heroes, where it's that 3/4 overhead. I keep wanting comparing it to Diablo, because that's what people have played recently. You're just running around, hacking stuff up. The cool thing about it is you have way more things to pick from. In Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance, you've got 3. You've got a warrior, a thief, or like a ranger maybe, something like that, and then like a wizard. In this, you've got like 6 different things. Shadow Knight, I don't know anything about EQ, but you could probably tell me most of them.
Shadow Knight, warrior, enchanter, necromancer, mage, wizard, beastmaster.
Who's the bigger nerd now? I don't think they had a beastmaster. It didn't sound like most of that was there, because I don't think I remember seeing like enchanter and a druid. But anyway, there's a lot. There's way more than in any of these you could pick.
Right.
And you could pick male or female, which was really cool. I just thought, wow, that's a neat option. Whereas in Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance, the first one anyway, you've only got a female sorcerer, a male dwarven fighter dude, and the other guy, the male ranger or thief or whatever the hell he was, I think. You know, you're just limited. It was an archer, which blew my mind. Must have been some weird third edition thing. Anyway, this game, fascinating. If you're into that hack and slash stuff, this is the one to have. Screw all those other guys. Seriously?
Is this like a combo thing? You like press, is there like a quick attack and a slow attacker?
You know what I noticed? It almost seemed like I could press the button at different speeds and almost make up combos, it seemed like. Like, I mean, I know it was all in my head because there was nothing to it. I just mash the button and the guy swings. And every now and again, if there happened to be an enemy in a certain position, I would do some kind of a different looking attack. You know, so there's not much to it really other than the button mashing. You know, I mean, there's not like you're going to get some funky combo system. You're not going to learn some crazy, you know, whatever. But you did have a skill tree system that, you know, you upon reaching level, say, 2, you get one skill point, which was a lot like Diablo where you could put it into one specialization or something. You could do that with this, too. And I remember I could take, like a specialization. It was almost like a proficiency point.
Right.
In, say, blunt weapons.
Right.
My guy was using swords, and at the time, the first time I went through, I was using swords. So I put it all into slashing weapons, I think was the first one. And then there was some kind of weapon bash thing or something, or some kind of critical hit rate up or something. Something weird that did, or maybe an instant kill. Yeah, I know, I covered like 4 different things there, but it was one of those. Some kind of a special thing you could get upon reaching, like, I think level 3. You could put a point into that, and every now and again you'd pop one off. It was like a random thing, I think.
You know, there's nothing wrong with a button masher's can be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. And this is, I think, what I need right now. This is what I'm looking for.
Just one of those release crashes on you stupid goblins!
Yeah, and at the same time, though, I'm still fighting goblins and orcs and all that shit. I'm not flying around a spaceship somewhere, you know. And I'm still maintaining a somewhat of a story. I mean, you know, there is a story there. Goblins invaded the damn town. I cleared out the town. I had to go out into the forest to go find whatever. Got to find a unique guy out there. Unfortunately, that was the end of it. Once you kill him, there was not much beyond that. And I looked everywhere to buy this damn game today. And we couldn't pull it off. Here's the thing. Best Buy, it's $50. You go to their website, bestbuy.com. Champions of Norrath is $50. You go, where else did we go? Game Crazy, $50. Mm-hmm. Toys R Us website, it's $50. But you go to Electronics Boutique, and, oh crap, what's the other one? I think GameStop was the place I found it. And, wait a minute, no, Toys R Us would have been $30.
Yeah.
Because it was with Amazon. $30. $30, brand new, at an EB. Total, if you were at all, seriously, this is the one to have. Go sell Baldur's Gate and Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance 2. Get rid of them. This is so much, I couldn't believe it. I don't know how much else good to say about it. It's just that good. My complaint is they don't have an Xbox version. So they can't make it better looking. It looks just fine though, but I like knowing that it looks a little bit better too on the Xbox, you know. Yeah. They do a little bit more for it, so. Sometimes anyway. Some of them are straight ports, but I have a feeling they would have put some extra effort, but it's EverQuest, it's Sony. The hell is it gonna be on, you know?
Yeah, it's not going anywhere but on the PlayStation.
Exactly, and unfortunately, they tore up the masters at it. They kicked, if you ask me, they kicked their ass. Dark Alliance can't hold a candle to this. I'm afraid Heroes probably doesn't either. I actually haven't had a chance to even test that at all, so. But I don't think it can even touch this game. Champions of Norrath was that awesome. And, something very neat. For fans of the series, or the game, that have already been playing this, hopefully I will be joining you soon. Turns out there's a sequel coming out. Called Champion. Already? Yeah, I had no idea. Until yesterday. It was an accident. Well, it's not anytime soon.
Right.
But they are working on one.
Okay.
It's called Champions, Return to Arms. And so far, oh, that's awesome. The release date is Valentine's Day. The St. Valentine's Day Massacre will continue. Valentine's Day 2005. So, that's quite a ways away.
Yeah.
So, it's good to know, though. You know, I mean, if you're at all a fan of it. I've been hearing a lot about this Chronicles of Riddick game.
The game?
The game.
Really?
Yeah.
A movie game.
Yeah, a movie game.
About good things?
Actually, yeah. That's what blew me away. That's why I even mentioned it. It's a lot of good things. I had one day, I had two separate people, totally unrelated, mention to me how great this game is supposed to be. Which really blew my mind.
I'm having trouble fathoming it.
I am too. And in my bi-monthly stop to the Penny Arcade website, I seriously go there like 6 times a year now and just catch up. I don't know what the deal is, but whatever. They even made some kind of a remark about what a good game it is. And if I remember right, it got pretty good reviews.
Hmm.
Now, the first person that came to mind to test this out was Spetsnaz. So I did mention it to him on IRC. And, of course, later that day, he was playing it, or maybe it was the next morning. And he didn't like it at all. He said it was no good. He couldn't figure out what the hell the hype was about. And I haven't so much as watched a video, or looked at more than a few screenshots, and I sure as hell haven't read anything, because my mind isn't letting me accept it.
Yeah, I didn't even bother checking it out, because it's a movie game.
Yeah, we just saw, what was the one? Van Helsing. That was the huge game that you saw on all the sites, because that was all they paid for the advertising. Now I'm seeing Riddick on all the advertisements. So I'm looking around going, yeah, whatever, this game could kiss my ass. But then it's like, I heard 4 people mention to me how good it was. So, wow, this is definitely something, this is a homework project.
Is there a computer version? Can we get a demo?
I have no idea. I know it's at least on the Xbox. And that's all I know. Oh, I think there's a PlayStation 2 version.
I think I saw a PlayStation 2 version at Best Buy.
Yeah, I think, so I don't know if it's on the PC, but I know there's at least the Xbox one for sure, but it's got a different name than the PS2 version, that's right. So this is a little homework project. Since we didn't check it out, you're going to have to go investigate this for yourself.
We're outsourcing.
That's right. Go check this. I don't even care if you get back to us and tell us if it sucks or if it's awesome or whatever. Just find out for yourself. You know, because somehow this has been mentioned to us enough to make it worth it for us to mention it to you.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, if you're at all interested in the movie, maybe a good action title. Go look into it. You know, go surf around some of your favorite sites and go check it out.
I sure as hell didn't. I am interested in that movie.
I'm not.
No?
No. I didn't care for the first one. Why would I care for this one?
It might be good.
I never saw Pitch Black. So
it was decent. It was decent. It had the ability to become a fan. It was like Psy Girls. It had some really cool elements, but it just was so poor around it that it was just missing out. I didn't like it. I don't know. I didn't like it, but you know, who am I? So, whatever. Now, we also got... I love speculation. I love this shit. Fake-ass release dates. People pulling them out of their asses. And what
they do, too, man.
They do. And I've got a whole list of them, of some of the big-name games coming out, just to give us hope. This is dangling the carrot in front of our faces right here. Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater, November 1st. Pretty recent.
Yeah.
Gran Turismo 4. October 1st. Mm. Halo 2. Huge one for the Xbox.
Yeah.
Nintendo's like, I mean, God, why do I keep doing that? Microsoft. Microsoft is waiting for this day, November 9th. Prince of Persia 2. This has four different release dates. PlayStation 2 on October 11th. Xbox, November 1st. GameCube, November 9th. And the PC, November 1st. Same as the Xbox. God, imagine that. Fable for the Xbox. September 13th. Sudeiki, one I'm hell waiting for, and this was the earliest release I found. July 7th, baby. Tales of Symphonia.
That's the same day as Tales of Symphonia, isn't it?
No, that was the 13th, wasn't it?
Oh.
Maybe. Wait a minute. It was 31 days from, like, yesterday. The hell was yesterday? Oh, yeah. Maybe that is the same day, then. Wow. Oh, what the hell am I going to do that day?
You have to buy two games.
Yes. There's no other option there, really. I mean, not... buy. Oh, crap.
I'm definitely buying Tales of Symphonia, that game.
And I've waited so long for Sudeiki, or whatever the fuck it's called. I have to buy this game. I want it so bad. It looks so awesome to me. And Tales of Symphonia looks great, too. Damn it, I'm screwed. Curses. Resident Evil 4, November 30th. I should have written the year on that one. I didn't actually check it, but I assumed it was this year. Resident Evil Outbreak 2, February 1st, 2005. I even found release dates for the PlayStation Portable and Nintendo DS, though.
Hmm.
PlayStation Portable? April 13th? You gotta love that. 2005. And the Nintendo DS, beating them to the punch, January, February, March, March 1st, 2005. And the last one I had another speculative release date for, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, October 19th.
Well, I got a little bit of some tidbits, because as far as I know, up until very recently, there's been like nothing out for this game.
I haven't seen a damn thing.
Other than it's called San Andreas.
Yeah.
I don't have a whole lot, but I have a few interesting tidbits. Some of them are very interesting. Like, it's going to be based in...
Wait. You get to steal cars.
Yeah!
Yes!
How did you guess?
I was so happy they were putting that feature in this game. Wait. Do you get to shoot people?
No.
Damn them! What kind of game is a game today without shooting people?
Yes, of course you get to shoot people. It's going to be based in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Las Vegas. Each of the three areas being as big as Vice City itself.
Wow.
So that it's going to be three times the size of the Vice City one.
Crap.
They have some new streaming technology in their programming that allows for the changes in scenery to be immediate.
Thank God.
More detailed environments, real-time reflections, softer shadowing, ragdoll effects when you shoot people.
Oh, nice. That's always a big one.
And independent models dedicated for night and day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Purchasing structures like the drug thing when you had to get the ice cream truck that you sell drugs, stuff like that in Vice City. That's going to become an even more pivotal role in this title.
That's cool.
For instance, you
that
can buy...
That always seemed like something that was kind of missing out. Yeah. It was like the ability to do something other than shoot people.
For instance, you can buy a casino and run it.
Oh, yeah, there was that. Okay.
Extra inventory or extra money.
That's cool. You could be like Tony Soprano. They need a whorehouse.
You can also hire up to 3 goons
to
be like your cronies and shoot with you.
That's pretty cool. I wonder how much control you have over them, though.
I don't know.
And I hope it's not stupid where they just barely follow you around and shoot at the same targets. Can you imagine these idiots shooting at the cops? Oh, my God. I wonder if they gain, like, levels or something, though. Like, if they get smarter.
Maybe.
That's what that game's missing. Experience points.
They do, one thing, in this new one, you will have to consume food.
For what?
For...
Plus 5 attack?
No. No, just to stay alive. You have to eat food. If you eat nothing but donuts and Twinkies and stuff, you actually get fat. You lose stamina points. You also lose respect points.
Really?
Yeah. If you go to the gym all the time, you get more stamina, and you're a killing machine.
Wait, hold on. Is this like GTA, the MMORPG? I mean, no, seriously though. Like, okay, it's one thing if occasionally you get to drive through a Mickey D's. You know, whatever. What the hell, man? Seriously, like, if I got shot up and I'm all bleeding all over the place, in a game like this, I expect to be able to go to the hospital maybe to get repaired, you know, healed up or whatever.
Right.
But I don't expect it to become part of the game. Like, I don't want to spend 6 months in the hospital for a bullet wound. I don't want to spend 6 months in the gym doing, you know...
Crunches?
Yeah, whatever, you know, physical therapy, you know. I don't want
to... But it didn't say anything about having to deal with, like... Fixing bullet wounds.
I kind of made that up myself because that's what I feel when I'm seeing something like that. I don't think that you should have to keep your guy in shape. This is supposed to be running around, blowing shit up, you know, trying to run your missions, you know, do your underground shit.
They're trying to add a little something to it. A little something more, a little something extra, a little more involvement.
I think that's going the wrong direction, though.
Maybe.
Because Vice City and GTA 3 were boring to me after, like, 5 hours, each of them. I got so bored with some of the missions that were just stupid.
Well, see, they're trying to add more to it.
But this isn't, like, interesting, though. You know, they need some more interesting missions. They need something, you know, cool. No. Going to the gym... And going to McDonald's and going to the damn macaroni grill is not cool. That is not interesting. Now, it would be cool, that's what I was trying to get to, is if it was a bonus or an immediate heal. Like, if you were all bleeding all over or whatever, and you had, like, nothing on your wanted meter, like, so you weren't being chased and decided to stop by Mickey D's, that you could go through a drive-thru, maybe, and, you know, you're in and out in, like, 5 seconds or something, you could get healed up. Because this is, when it comes down to it, a video game.
Right.
You gain back your health by sleeping with, you know, prostitutes, for Christ's sake. Where's the hard stretch in the logic that says that you can't heal back from going to, you know, eat food? Mm-hmm. You know, or
that very well might be what happens.
Yeah, maybe.
But one thing about it that I did think was really cool is if you eat all fat junk food, you're gonna get fat. Your model actually changes.
So then what would be the reason to go do that? If you have an option to go to the steakhouse or McDonald's, why would you ever go to the McDonald's if it's going to, you know, be a detriment to your character?
Cheaper?
Yeah, I guess there's always that. Huh.
You can also swim. In the new one.
Great. I don't know. I'm not looking forward to this like the rest of the world, I feel, is. I don't know. They didn't do it for me with 3 and Vice City. They were alright. They were fun for like 5 hours.
This is most people would disagree with you as far as Vice City goes.
But see, there's
like the most popular game of all time now, which I don't agree with.
It was myself. Maybe the highest selling,
yeah,
not most popular, but definitely the highest like money intake one. I remember reading that before even, but it got boring. People didn't, and I guarantee, I'll put my seal of approval on this statement. People aren't playing it through for the stories and the beating stuff. They're doing what I did. They tried to, and it was so bad. It's not even that it was bad, it just wasn't interesting. That they didn't get me involved, my character was the problem. I didn't care, I didn't give a damn what was going on in the world. I bet the major appeal and the reason to sell so many is because of the free-form gameplay. Just hop in this game, and like me, you got bored after doing quite a few missions in a couple of hours of doing stupid crap, but you go, God, I wonder how many people I can mow down before the cops get here. You know, and then you
I do that all the time.
See?
Then you go, get the cops to come and start running.
Yeah, right? How many people can I mow down? Can I get the National Guard or the military police out here? I want a tank. You know, I mean...
It's tough to get that
It is. It's damn hard. It really is. But... That just became not fun anymore either. I'd fire the game up and think, oh, I'm gonna go do a mission today. And I would get bored in the, you know, minute and a half it would take me to drive across town to get to the guy to get the mission, that I would just start running people over. Next thing I know, 2 hours would pass, and all I was doing was that. Mowing people down, getting killed, loading my game. Mowing people down, getting killed, loading my game. And most of the people that I see to play this game do just that. So I don't see what's so special about it. And if that is really what is selling this game, why don't they, like, grasp that, then, and make something great? Instead of trying to make it a single-player, mission, linear game, or more or less linear, because I know you can do multiple at the same time and seem like they work for different people. Still wasn't very interesting, sorry guys. Why don't they grasp and capitalize on the random mayhem end of it? You know, there might be something there. There might be. I don't know what it is yet.
The problem is, if you were to just focus on that running around, being chased by the cops.
You'd have, like, Streets of Rage.
Shooting down people. Yeah, it's how long does that hold your attention before? You gotta go take a few missions.
It held on longer than the missions, though, for me. Only because it was so free-form. You know, it was so open.
Right.
So free-form that's what held the interest to me. So maybe if they just made, I don't know, just a few tweaks, and I think it could be just grand. I don't know. Not so sure about it yet.
Well, at any rate, that's what we have information-wise.
The ragdoll will help a lot.
Yeah.
I can't stand the set graphics. Just you kill a guy and he drops and he goes through a wall. The ragdoll's gonna help, because they'll lean up against the wall now, you know, they'll tumble down the stairs. You know, in fact, but see, that alone right there is reason again for me to play it, just to hit a body with a car as fast as I can and watch him go spin through the air. And that is insanely cool to me, and I really want to see that in this game. But the missions better be interesting to keep me playing for more than a couple of hours, because I get bored with, I don't know why, I just don't like them. They're decent enough, but not one person I know can tell me that they've beat it. Not one person I know can tell me that they haven't just sat there for hours on end, mowing down people, and that became the fun. Hunter can probably say he beat it, but he cheated also, so.
I used to cheat in that game. I'd grab all the weapons, I'd grab a tank, and I'd be sitting there mowing down the FBI.
See, but again, that comes back to the same thing. Maybe, God, I don't know what to say, man. There's gotta be some way that they can turn that into the game, rather than that be like, that's the real appeal, I swear to God, for most people. Maybe they could have it so you do random missions and there's like 100 times as many people you can do random crap for, you know? And you save up money to buy crazy shit like the, but see, then they take the Grand Theft Auto out of it if you're buying cars.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Maybe you could just try
to
be like,
who the hell would buy a car when all you have to do is hop into your closest Ferrari?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know, there's gotta be something that they could do. So maybe you just use all your money to buy property or something. Maybe the focus, what the hell is the point of the game anyway?
To become a made man.
Okay. What if they made it to become, like, Kingpin, like the city, like you own the whole city?
That is what
It's not just being like one hell of accepted guy in the mob.
Well, maybe.
I don't know.
I didn't make it to the end.
I don't care enough to try to. Nobody cares enough to try to make it. That's the problem. That's the problem I see with that. I don't know how they would do it multiplayer either. I don't know. You just have a bunch of people running around town shooting everything.
Yeah.
They got City of Heroes for that. You just want to attack stuff? Play City of Heroes. I don't know. But, at any rate, I do know this. The whole world is waiting for this stupid game to come out.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Even I am, and I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not too big a fan of the GTA series.
Although I won't be buying it over at net.
Hell
no. I'm not paying $50 for it.
Oh no.
I paid $20 for Vice City and I wouldn't pay
it. Hunter will have it, so don't worry. He will have that game. That guy plays friggin' everything. And he never comes on the damn show. Cause he's too busy playing games. Now, let's see.
In a way, that's smart.
It is. Because how much time did we have today just pissed away on miscellaneous stuff and then the show? To wrap it up, we do have some movie stuff, though. I got to sit down and finally spend some quality time with the Bubba Hotep DVD. The movie itself is probably a 7. Maybe an 8. It's not the movie that that it should have been. It's a great movie. It's still funny as all hell. I mean, how can you go wrong? Elvis, JFK, and an old folks home fighting a Bubba Hotep, like westerned out mummy. You know, it's just funny in itself. It sounds great. They did a lot of good things. There was some really funny stuff there, but unfortunately, it's not packed with like the one-liners, and you know what I mean, that you wanted. Like,
right.
You really wanted this to be like the huge cult movie that everybody would go around quoting all the time and making jokes about. Unfortunately, there's not enough in there to be that. It did seem like it was rather short. It's an hour and a half, which isn't short. It's like an hour and 26 minutes, I think. It just didn't seem like it was as well put together. You know, there's a lot to it. You know, I mean, if you're paying attention, it's pretty damn funny, and a lot of interesting stuff happens. I still thought it was a great movie. You know, but it wasn't the next, like, Army of Darkness. That movie is, like, a perfect 10, you know? I mean, you just don't have that with Bubba Hotep. It just wasn't enough to be that good in there. It just seemed like it was kind of empty.
Right.
You know? But it was still a good movie, but I have to warn the average viewer of movies like that. You know, that somebody that doesn't care for Evil Dead even, stay the hell away from
this.
Yes. You know, if you didn't like Army of Darkness, go away. If you didn't care for Pulp Fiction, you may not like this. You know, I can't recommend it to everybody, you know, I don't know. I watched the DVD has all the special crap on it.
Right.
There's nothing special about it. Special features my ass. There's like 2 deleted scenes and commentary that I didn't listen to yet. Whoop-dee, friggin' do. It's not gonna make it much better. At best, and for me, because it's just like, I dig it that much, and Bruce Campbell's in it, you know, and there was some good, you know, one-liners, and there's a, you know, and take into account the few deleted scenes, which were pretty lame anyway, I'd have to go with an 8 out of 10. Definitely an 8, no better, maybe a 7 on this. It just wasn't, I mean, it was good, but it wasn't mind-blowing. Maybe also not worth the $22 it was at Best Buy.
Right.
Maybe closer to $17. Something to think about. Still pretty good though if you enjoy that kind of thing. I thought it was a great movie. I really did, but I didn't think it wasn't all I wanted it to be, so I was a little bit let down.
Right.
And the other big thing, which is actually huge news, Star Wars.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're finally bringing out the original trilogy as a box set on DVD.
Thank y'all. Because I have refused to buy the tape versions. I don't own a VCR, but I have 5 or 6 DVD players. They're capable devices, at least.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, me too.
It's been years since I've had a VCR, so I don't have any tapes. So I've not bought them. I do damn well plan on buying the Star Wars DVDs, though. I'm really gonna want to pick these up. All 3 of them, I guess. It looked like it was the same. What the hell was I thinking? Remember they released them on tape and it was in that weird shaped box? Yeah,
right.
It looked like the same thing but DVDs this time. The MSRP on that was $70.
And they have widescreen and full screen.
And if you buy full screen, You are out of your freaking mind.
I have been known on occasion to go, oh, it's a DVD. It's widescreen. Pick it up, get it home, put it in. Oh my god, what have I done?
I have made the same mistake.
Oh, it sucks.
But it only took me once to learn that I needed to pay closer attention. It does suck. That's pretty lame. I don't know why. And they know they do that, you know. And then they make more money because you can't take it to the store to open DVD.
No.
You gotta sell it on eBay for nothing. Then go buy the widescreen one that you want. In any case, Amazon.com. Go check it out. They've got it up there. Search for Star Wars. I think it was the damn first thing that came up. Not released yet. They have a sale on it already, though. I don't think they were taking pre-orders. I didn't actually look. But it said that the manufacturer suggested retail price is $69.99. Amazon.com has got it for $42. That is hell of reasonable for three of arguably the best movies of all time.
Yeah.
And the release date on this. Are you paying attention? Get a pen, call your grandma, call your freaky uncle, and your best friend. September 21st this year.
Nice.
That's 9/21 for those of you who don't know. September 21st. Every place in the world that sells movies is going to be a madhouse.
Yeah, most definitely.
There's going to be people crawling over bodies to get these damn things. I will be ordering mine from the safety of my chair at home, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I am not going to deal with that madness. Screw that. And thankfully, you know what I just noticed? In those list of games with the so-called release dates, none of those are on that same day. So I don't have to leave the house for anything. Thank God! Alright. And we're done! No, wait.
I actually saw a movie on Friday.
Oh, you did?
I don't know how many of our listeners are gonna care, but I saw Harry Potter.
Okay, we're gone.
anyone who immediately just stopped listening, you need to check it out, because Harry Potter's cool.
What's this one called?
The Prisoner of Azkaban. They are not, especially number three on, they are not little kids' books.
Wait, this is a movie?
Right, the movie.
Which one?
Number three.
This is the third movie?
Yeah.
God. Alright, go ahead. I'm just
Never mind.
Talk about it.
No, it's the only thing is, well, the biggest problem is if you have read the book and you liked the book, don't bother seeing it. I don't think they just took way too much out. They just totally chopped it up to death.
How was the was there CG in it for like creatures?
Yeah.
There's like monsters and stuff?
Yeah.
Cool.
The director took upon himself to completely change the way the entire set looks. Like, it's on totally new grounds.
Whoa.
Like, they're going back to the same place, but it looks completely different.
Huh.
One of the set characters died, the actor, so they had to replace him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the new guy didn't do near as good a job.
How old are they now? The kids?
No, not the kids. The kids are like, I don't know, they look like they're about 15, 16.
Oh, okay.
14, 15. Somewhere in there.
You know what's gonna be cool is when they're like 18 and 19. That'll make for some hella good series of books.
No, they're really good now.
You wanna see my magic wand?
Alright, never mind.
I'm sorry, I can't do it. I can't keep it together when we're talking about Harry Potter. I can't.
A friend of mine has a deep hatred for everything kiddish. Like, he has no inner child whatsoever.
Yeah.
I finally got him to read these books, and he's hooked.
Poor soul.
Fine.
Go ahead. I'll just be quiet. I can't not be mean about this, though.
No, I'm done now.
That's it.
Huh? Yeah, it was a good movie. If you like the movies and you haven't read the books, go see it.
You know, I actually did see the first movie, and it wasn't all that bad. I don't see me reading the books, though.
They get a lot better.
I don't see me reading the books, but the first movie I saw, it wasn't half bad. It wasn't, like, horrible, but I didn't like it, really. And I didn't think about it in the future. I didn't want to go back to watch it. I don't even have it laying around the house anymore. But I did see it, you know, because it was like, well, I got to check this out. And I remember thinking it was cool. They were fighting some kind of orc dude in the bathroom or something.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool. That was kind of neat. I always wanted to fight an orc in the bathroom. I don't know. It wasn't too bad.
And I'm going to get all kinds of people making fun of me now because I watch and read Harry Potter. But it's cool.
Obviously, they don't know how cool it can be. I'm on your side. I apparently don't know. I don't plan on finding out either. I don't know, maybe I'll watch the movies one day. It could happen. Well, I got one last thing that's totally off topic, and it's from April. The damn demos. Scene.org. Go look at the damn demos. They got two particular from Mopi or Moppy. Moppy whatever productions. M-O-P-P-I productions. Their demo, they got best demo. They got like three other awards too. And the name of the demo is 9. It's like IX.
Right.
And I do not like it at all. I do not see what is so special about this at all. Now I urge you to go watch this. It's like a 10 meg download and it'll only take up like 5 minutes of your time. And then go watch the one that I think that just kicked ass. It was, these guys, I can't even pronounce it. It's Farbrausch. F-A-R-B-R-A-U-S-C-H, and that's like not even all of it. The demo is FR25. They have it on their website, and I think it's Farbrausch, whatever. Get it from scene.org. It's all there. Just search for it on the files thing. It's called The Popular Demo. It's FR-025. And that one got the Public Choice Award.
Right.
So when I saw these two, and I thought, oh, wow, this one must be just spectacular, just 9, right, the one from Moppy. And I didn't like it at all, and I was blown away that they gave that one so many awards, and yet, the popular demo, number, FR25, everybody else voted for it but the judges.
Right.
And I'm curious, if anybody out there, I know some of the listeners actually are into this too. And I don't stay in touch with it, but I like every year I have this habit of raping their FTP and downloading all of it, and then spending like a week just watching this crap for days, and they got graphics and movies. They do have some movie stuff. I don't really like it though. I'm more into the graphics and the audio and the demos. The demos particularly because I've just been, I don't know, sucked into this crap since the 386 days. And so I don't follow it like every day, or even every week, like once a month I make it around there, but it's just like, I love this kind of stuff, and somehow I missed this, and it fell off the main page at the very bottom, I saw it, and I was really, really not happy with that. And if you look at the comments on it, it was like the award thing, you'll see it. Not very many other people were happy about it either. So I don't know what to think about that, I just wanted to know if I was crazy or not, so if anybody has some kind of opinion on which of those two was better, I'll post links in the show notes for the two demos. If you have a hard time finding them, you just go to click on the link, it'll take you right to where you can download it. Check these out. It'll take up like minus the download time. They're each like 10 megs. They're just under 10 megs. You need a reasonably decent machine to run it. And it's not even so much the machine, I believe, as the video card.
Yeah.
It just, it needs a little bit of horsepower behind it to run it. Nothing special, though. It should run just fine. You do have control of the resolution and stuff. If it doesn't run so good at like 1024, whatever you want to run it at. This will take up like 10, 15 minutes of your time. And you might like it. Who knows? Maybe you've never checked out anything that has to do with the demo scene at all before, and you might end up loving it, because I was hooked the minute I found out about it way back in the day. I'd never heard of it before. Turns out it's this huge thing that goes on to this day, and it's even bigger now than it was before. I would kill to go to one of these parties. I think that would be just an insanely good time. But anyway, and that should provide hours of entertainment. If people get into this, if they like seeing stuff like this, man, it's over. You can waste hours downloading this stuff and just watching it over and over and over, and then showing your friends. It's just a technical masterpiece. And then it's all about the coding on some of these, like the 4K demos and stuff. It's all about the size, trying to make the smallest demo you can in 64K and all that crap. And then the bigger, larger ones. You get into like this giant production of graphics and the audio. It becomes this huge thing where they're masterful. They're just beautiful works of art, is what these are. They really are, and I urge you to go check them out. Maybe you've never checked in on this before. We mentioned it one other time on the show. We mentioned the demo scene here, and it just, nobody ever said, one person said something about it, and that was it. So I don't know if this is too far out of the realm of what we should be talking about most of the time, but this is something that is just insanely cool that I think a lot of people don't even know about.
It's electric entertainment.
Yes. Yeah, so it does fall into our category then. That's right. Kind of like electric dildos. You plug them in. Brrr. Dude, Howard Stern had this fucking video that he was playing the audio clip of on his show. It was the craziest thing. Every now and again, he just hit play on it in the middle of his show. And it's some chick who's hooked up to some machine. And you hear it. Brrr, and she's... Oh, it was awesome. But his ass got fired from Clear Channel.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, they pulled his ass. Talk about bullshit. They bust him for his, you know, sexually explicit stuff, but they don't bust anybody else. He's got, if you go to HowardStern.com, he's got other infractions of the FCC rules by, like, Oprah Winfrey even, and they won't touch her. Everybody likes Oprah. Howard Stern is a lightning rod, though. He continually provokes this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Even, that's like their excuse, though. Why they won't bust Oprah for letting it slip, even though it's against their policies, and she should be fined. They're not touching her. She's Oprah. That's bullshit. They're going after Howard for a reason. It's bullshit. Then Clear Channel fires him. And now he's like, I mean, they're still doing it somewhere. I found him on the internet. Somebody, I don't know how I got him, but I was just happened to be poking around and listening to some Howard Stern. I never really listened to the guy, though. I really don't. I mean, this is probably like, I listened to two of his shows yesterday, and that's probably like the fourth show I've ever heard, so whatever. But
it's only because the FCC's doing it.
Yeah, you know, and it was even kind of by accident I got a hold of him, and I wasn't too clued into the whole thing, but I didn't really like his show, to tell you the truth. It's just not that good, but it's important to me because not only is this bullshit, but I think the FCC is a bunch of crackheads anyway.
Yeah.
That's why this is important to me to begin with. You know, fuck Howard Stern. I don't really care for the guy. You know, whatever. Hey, he does what he does, fine. I don't have a problem with him. I don't like him. I don't care. He's not good or bad in my book. He's just this guy who's getting fucked. And that's what makes him important to me, though. Mm-hmm. Which blew my mind how bad he's getting screwed over. Because they're totally selecting him out of the groups, too. Because he's got them listed. Clear infractions, and they won't touch him. She's Oprah. That's just a big one. There's other ones on there. I just haven't heard of the rest of them. It's a bunch of crap, though. You know, you can go to his website. He's got a whole thing where you can just click it and you file the complaint with him, you know, like, because you can fill it out and it takes you right to a form and whatnot. Interesting stuff going on in these times today. But I believe that's it for us because I am out of breath. I spoke way too much today. My jaw hurts again.
Yeah, you played all those games. I didn't even look at them.
That's all right. At least, hopefully it's somewhat entertaining and informational for everybody. And with that...
You made fun of me and Harry Potter.
I had to. That's right, I got endless shit for my Lifetime Television for Women last week. All right, I think that's it.
Bye.
Okay, thanks, bye. Fuck, barbecue.
It is the year 2005. The treacherous Decepticons have conquered the Autobots' home planet of Cybertron.